God's healing power. But first of all, it addresses us and directs us towards praising Him. This is a praise psalm, no doubt. And we really, as we focus on this, there's a lot of praise psalms throughout the book of Psalms, but particularly Psalm 103 is kind of like the Everest of praise psalms. It directs us to a huge high elevation and directing us and praising God with all that we are. And so it begins in verse 1 and saying to us, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits." David begins this psalm by directing his inmost being, directing his thoughts. And often, if you're like me, often I get distracted with many different things that are going on around me, and I need to be drawn back to the focus and the importance and really what life is all about. And life is all about praising God. David directs his soul and engages his soul here, almost dragging it along, trying to stir up within himself an idea of praise towards God. And sometimes maybe you're like me as well, and you feel like you're like an old car that just won't get going. I used to drive a stick shift for quite a few years, actually. All my cars were stick shifts until I came to Vancouver and decided I couldn't bear with the hills and trying to get the clutch out and get it into gear and get up, and I didn't want to run into the guy behind me, so you know, I switched to the automatic. But I did drive quite a few clunkers in my day, and often I found that with the stick shift, that if I couldn't get it going, I went through maybe two or three starters. Starters are what turns over the engine. And so if my engine wouldn't turn over, I would just shift it into neutral and get some of my buddies to push the car and shift it into gear and then just let out the clutch quick and boom, it would start. So it was a great thing to get going, to kick it into gear, get the engine running, was just to snap that engine over through, the mechanics of getting those pistons running and the ignition spark plugs firing, and the thing would take off again. And I think when it comes to praise, we need that in our hearts and our lives as well. We need that kickstart. We need that ignition to happen. And we need a bit of a push. And David is here telling us he needs to stir his own heart, ignite his heart, that it might be able to praise God with the great glory that is God and the magnificent hugeness and the expanse who is God our Savior. David wants to really, really give his all towards God in his praise in this psalm. And so in this sense, I believe it is the Everest in way of praise psalms this morning as we look at this. Also, I find that with praise, often we get so distracted. And recently, as of, I think it's been about 2 years or so, this Disney movie, Up, came out. And there was a dog in this movie called Doug. And there was a kind of a byline, kind of a humorous side, where Doug, when he was being talked to, and he could talk as well, whenever someone said squirrel, his attention would go the opposite direction, right, towards focusing on the squirrel rather than to what the communication was directly in front of him. And I see this with my own dog. You know, as soon as I'm walking along and all of a sudden there's a black squirrel over there, it's like, whoom, she's over here and she's chasing the squirrel. I'm like, what's with that? I was having a nice calm walk and there goes my dog after the squirrel. Well, maybe like for you, you can be easily distracted like that, and I know I can. David is trying to say, with all my inmost being, not just part of my being, but all of it, may it be totally focused on God. And so this psalm captures us and drags us, maybe even a little bit kicking and screaming, but drags us into the very presence of God and demands of our hearts, demands of our inmost being, that we praise God with all that we are. God, it says here, pardons our sins in verse 3. God pardons our sins. Man's greatest need, I guess, for all of us is to deal with our sinfulness. Sin refers to the evil bent in our nature that opposes God, God's will, and directs itself mainly to fulfilling its own needs and desires and wants. And in its selfish gratification, it denies God and denies the will of God. Yet God has given us a means of forgiveness, and that means is His Son, Jesus Christ. Really, I think it's so important here in looking at this psalm that David first focuses our attention on praise and then focuses it on our sin and says to us and says to God, God, forgive us our sin. Deliver us from our sin. Bind up our sin and cast it far away. And as you look on in the psalm in verse 12 of this psalm, it goes on, and I love this verse. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Today we come to God to seek His healing power, to seek His work within our hearts and our lives. First, we need to give Him glory, recognize how great, how magnificent, how faithful, how loving, how kind He is. All that He is, we have to recognize God. And then we have to recognize our unworthiness when we come before God. And we have to confess our sins before Him that we might receive. Because always sin is really a blockage in the pipeline, is it not? It sticks there and it breaks down our communication with God. We want to turn away and run away from God when we have sin in our lives. It's only as we come and we face the wrongs that we have done and said and the hurts that we have caused and say, I'm not a good person. I need to be forgiven these things. I am so sorry. I have wronged God and I have wronged others. And it's only in those times that we can really take out that block in the pipeline of our communication with God and thereby open ourselves up to receive what He would have for us. God desires to heal, to deal with those needs in our life and our inmost being, to cleanse us, to make us whole in His sight that we might receive His blessing. He desires to bless us. As the opening line says, don't forget any of His blessings, but call upon Him. Well, this morning, as you look at your outline and your bulletin there, you'll notice that we have three sections where we have healing and prayer time, and a time for me to, just before that, expound a little bit more on Psalm 103. But in those three times, we're going to call up some people in our congregation, teams of two, to stand up here, three teams in the front, three teams in the aisle, and to involve them in prayer and also anointing with oil. So the oil isn't anything special. It's just in a little bottle like this. But God's Word says the oil is representative of His Holy Spirit. And anointing with oil was something that was done for kings and priests and prophets, when they were to be honored and to be symbolic of God's Holy Spirit empowering them. And so when God's Word tells us to come forward, to be prayed, to be anointed with oil, it's a request that the Holy Spirit would come and cleanse us and to make us pure in His sight, but also to heal us. And so the people that will be praying for you will take a little dab of oil on their finger and just put a sign of a cross on your forehead with the oil, and then they'll probably hand you some Kleenex like this, So after the prayer, you can wipe your forehead off of that oil, okay? And you can keep the Kleenex with you. So that is going to be the procedure. So when the teams come forward, as they can do right now, our teams can stand in the front here and at the back in the aisles. There's no specific selection and way of who you might want to go to be prayed for. Just the ones that don't have anybody there praying for them, get in that lineup or get close to that party of two so that they can pray for you. As well, when they are being prayed for, we're going to ask the rest of the congregation to follow some of the prayer requests that are on the PowerPoint presentation. Gather in twos or threes as well, and pray over some of these things that you've already heard is important in our relationship to God, to praise Him, to exalt Him, and also to ask for His forgiveness of our sins. So even as you come up, we'll be asking you questions like, what is it that you want us to pray for? And then maybe secondly, have you confessed your sin and do you know you're pure and clean before God today that you might receive some healing in your life? So we welcome you to come forward at this time. Others of you, if you're not concerned about coming forward for healing and prayer, you can also spend time focusing on the prayer items. And our teams, if they're not involved in praying for you, they'll be involved in praying for these items as well. Okay? So don't feel like, oh, I have to come down because Anthony's looking really lonely over there, okay? Don't feel that way at all. Feel that, you know, I would like to have some prayer and way of anointing for myself. So would you, as a congregation now, engage with this ministry of prayer, ministry for each other, and also for those that will be coming down to be prayed for. So let's take about 5-10 minutes and pray for these items on the PowerPoint, and also feel welcome to come forward for prayer at this time. Okay, we're going to continue on here in way of our message and also songs. We'll ask the people that are praying to have a seat, and we're going to continue on with the next part of Psalm 103. And it says there at verse 3 that He is a God that heals, and He also heals all of our diseases. And verse 4 talks about redeeming our life from the pit. Our bodies wear out and are often afflicted in our lives. We go through life, and as we age, these maladies come upon us, whether we're young or whether we're old. In order to correctly understand the blessing here that's promised, several things need to have proper perspective for us. Obviously, God is saying here, and David is saying, that he recognized God is the one that heals disease. First, in this passage, it's not intended to say that God will heal all of our diseases in this life, giving us eternal life even presently, or even curing all of our aches and our pains. Physical death is a result of humanity's involvement in sin, and we suffer with the results of that. Sickness has been equated with divine punishment, and certainly there's a part of that when we do sin and we get involved in sin that we suffer the ills of our world and also the divine curse that God put upon humanity even back in the time of Adam and Eve. Healing and pardon for sin can and does occur in the scriptures together. God tells different people that they can be healed, and also when they're healed, He pardons their sin. In 3 John chapter or verse 2, it says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." So there's a correlation between, again, our sin and also our health. God redeems your life from the pit. David often suffered with people chasing him, wanting him dead, and I believe very frequently he came upon even death's door and Saul chasing him, or maybe it was even disease of his own body that resulted in him coming very close to dying himself. And so he recognizes here God saving him from the pit. In light of the New Testament revelation, the phrase has a much greater application for us in way of being redeemed. We have only the beginnings of the kingdom's work in our lives today. There's much more of the kingdom that we are yet to experience, even in our mortal body. It alludes to the final resurrection, I believe, of the human race. Immortality will be gained by those here seated. It alludes to the resurrection of the human body in an immortal form. James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 commands us, "Is any one of you sick? Let them call upon the elders of the church and the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." Again, we want to take opportunity to sing, to address our Father in song. And so as Peter leads us, you direct your hearts towards the Lord, and then we're going to take another opportunity to have you come forward and pray for some other items as well.
Stand together. What a friend we have in Jesus. Let's cast all our cares, all the burdens to Him. He's the one who will hear our prayers and heal us.
What
a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to
gather in twos and threes and pray over some of the prayer items that will be up on the PowerPoint. And would you continue to feel so bold as to come forward to be anointed again with oil and to be prayed over? It doesn't matter if the person is here that you think would require some prayer. Maybe you'd like a prayer for a friend or a spouse as well that you have concern over. Maybe for their physical need, maybe for their spiritual need. We welcome you to come forward. So again, our attendants will be in the aisles and in the front here. Just try to find your way to them. We'll spend about 5 minutes or so. Make your way to them, and after about 5 minutes, we'll again gather together and hear God's word from 103 again. And may you continue in ministry through prayer and seeking God's touch upon these individuals, upon your own life, upon your family's life, upon your friend's life, and our world. There's lots of things you can pray for. These are some suggestions. May God anoint your prayers as we pray together this morning. Please be seated. Again, the people that are ministering, would you come to the front and in the aisles and be open to receive those that will be coming forward for prayer. Thank you. We'll again ask our attendants to have a seat as we hear from God's word. Verse 4 and 5 of our text here in Psalm 103, the last part says, "And crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." When I think of these verses, I think of our need for humiliation before God. And God takes that humiliation and crowns it with his anointing, his blessing, and large favor upon our lives, satisfying our needs and our desires in a way that is righteous and holy. The sense of these verses is, even as we advance in age, we'll find our youth renewed, our strength, our energy renewed because of God's blessing. And David felt that and experienced that in his own life. Looking back will be a rewarding experience for us as we look back on our lives. I believe here that the verse is talking about good things and satisfaction in our life. We won't look back in our life with a life feeling like we have a lot of regrets. But the reality is that our life is really encompassed by our relationships with one another. When we suffer with broken relationships, whether they be friends or family members, there's need for healing there. We need strength to talk after long silences and long neglect in our relationship. We need forgiveness of each other. We need to let go of our grudges and our bitterness and our past hurts. We need to review our past, and in so reviewing it and evaluating it, see it for what it is, as hampering our communication with God and our love towards other people. We need to lay down our hurts and the pains that we have suffered at Jesus' feet, that he would indeed heal us and touch our lives, that when we look back, our lives would be renewed and restored, as in our youth, in way of being like an eagle. Stop taking these things up and beating people close to you with their past sins. Taking them up and saying, "Oh, remember your fault. Remember this thing that you did." We need to take up a spade and bury that far away from ourselves and from those that we love. It's often those that we love and that are closest to us that often experience the most difficulty in our relationships. And so we need prayer and way of healing in our relationships, don't we? We need wholeness there between spouses, between siblings, between parents and kids, and of course friendships and co-workers, even brothers and sisters in our church. We need healing in our relationships. We need to take that which has been a hurt to us, an affront, something that we felt is not right and maybe unjust, and we've had to bear with it and deal with it. God wants us to take that and say, "I lay this at your feet, Jesus. It's no longer mine to hang on to. I give it to you. I claim your forgiveness and your strength to forgive this person, this loved one, for the words, for the actions, for the non-actions, for the things that they didn't say." May we have that strength and that boldness this morning to take those things in our relationships. That's where we live. That's really where we live, isn't it? Healing is for the whole person. The whole person being our emotions, our spiritual person, as well as our physical person. Again, we take the opportunity to pray, and then we're going to sing one last song before we depart from this place. So again, we welcome you to come to the people that will be standing in the front, and also please pray over some of these items that are on the screen before you. Maybe you know of some of the other needs in our church, but particularly our concerns with difficulties in Syria, and particularly Ayed and Rima, who are amongst us. They're going through difficulty in way of their families and their need of their families back in Syria. So would you be so bold as to pray for them this morning, remember them and their need. Thank you for your ministry of prayer, your ministry of healing prayer for those that have been standing and ministering to those coming forward. May God bless you for being in this service and taking the time to minister through prayer today. I'm going to read again Psalm 103 to you. And then we're going to ask you to stand and shake each other's hands and thank each other for being present and for ministering in this way. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's stand together. A warm welcome to those that are new to Westwood Alliance Church. It's so good to have you here. Welcome each other, greet each other in the Lord with a warm handshake. And then we're going to keep standing for our final song.
How deep
receive the benediction upon your hearts today. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. Amen. Please be seated. I just want to draw your attention to a few items in the bulletin this morning.